United Ireland, but she's pledged to create an assembly for all, regardless of belief. She shares the post with the DUP's Emma Little-Pengelly, who will be the Deputy First Minister. The unionist politician says the days of the Troubles will always be with her.
Seared within my experience is that haunting wail of alarms and of our emergency services. The carpet of glass and debris, the shock, the crying and the panic that shook and destroyed that place I called home.
The US is being warned that airstrikes in Iraq and Syria will have dire consequences. Authorities in Iraq say 16 people have been killed in attacks by America, who were retaliating for last Sunday's drone attack on a US military base. The man accused of launching a chemical attack on a mother and her two young children in South London is understood to have been in a relationship with her. Police are still hunting for 35-year-old Abdul Azedi after he fled following the incident in Clapham. Five people have been arrested after a teenager was stabbed to death in County Derry. The 17-year-old boy died in hospital following the attack last night. In sport, England are leading Italy set 27-17 in their Rugby Union Six Nations opener in Rome. Elsewhere, Wales lock Adam Beard says they shouldn't be written off ahead of their game against Scotland.
It's massive. The buzz, the noise, everything about it is just unbelievable, and it's something you can't really explain, but just that feeling of passion, pride, everything from the crowd that you get. It's like having an extra man out there on the field.
It starts later this hour. Brighton are 3-0 up against Crystal Palace in the Premier League, with Newcastle drawing 2-2 with Luton. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic drew 1-1 with Aberdeen, and Rangers are currently beating Livingston 1-0. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. Good afternoon, if you just tuned in. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our two.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a cloudy Saturday night across our area, remaining largely dry though, maybe some slight rain and drizzle in the early hours, becoming increasingly breezy by dawn. Minimum temperature overnight is likely to be 7 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be cloudy for much of the day, maybe some outbreaks of rain and drizzle in the morning, but it's going to be dry by the afternoon. Winds will increase into the afternoon, but a pretty mild day once again. Maximum temperature 13 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
6 Nations at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome. The current score is Italy 17, England 27. So after training half-time, following an impressive first period performance by the Italians, it looks like England going to be heading for victory as not long ago in that one. Now, just before I do the first of our half-time reports, some more half-time scores, which I didn't have time to bring you before the news. Rochdale 1, Dagenham and Rebbies 2 is now confirmed as a half-time score in the National League. League 1 at the break, it is Charlton Athletic 0, Derby County 1. In the Asian Cup, there's been a goal in the quarterfinal between Qatar and Uzbekistan. Qatar 1-0 up, Hassan El Haidos to score in the 27th minute. So that's all the half-time scores, or at least the ones that have come through so far. So we're going to cross over to New Lodge and hear all about Billericay Town in Isthmian Premier League action against Folkestone in Victory. Our man down there is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patton reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge as Folkestone Invicta lead Billericay Town 2-0 at the break. The Blues haven't performed like their usual selves, and goals from David Smith and Kane Penn give the visitors a 2-goal lead. After a frantic start, Billericay were presented with a chance to strike their first blow as Matt Johnson and Ollie Peters linked up to good effect, and the latter's shot was met by a fine save from Joe Coleman. The game decisively tilted in Folkestone's favour on the half-hour mark as Smith's charge into the box was clumsily ended by Dan Wilkes, and Smith stepped up for the penalty and calmly converted into the corner. Only 5 minutes later, and Andy Drew's side seized the initiative with a second as Ryan Henshaw's header fell into the path of Penn, who buried the ball into the back of the net. Billericay have had a disappointing display so far, and at half-time it's Billericay 0, Folkestone 2.
Thanks very much, Jack. So, a disappointing first half for Billericay Town, and they will be looking to turn things around in the second half. Just going to take a short break because I've not done any racing results so far. It's been so busy. I just haven't had time to do them. So, I'm going to go through some results which have come through whilst we've been on the air. First off, in the 250 at Musselburgh, first was number 6, Affadil, 130 favourite. Second was number 11, Zandabad, priced at 14-1. And third was number 13, Cuban Cigar, priced at 25-1. I guess that was a case of close but no cigar. 13 runners in that race. And in the 310 at Sandown, first was number 7, St. Davy, priced at 4-1. Second, number 9, Herminio AA, priced at 16-1. And third was number 12, Dubrovnik Harry, priced at 12-1. There were a total of 14 runners in that race. Disappointment of number 13, Skamalak Liaf. It was a 7-2 favourite, but only managed to finish in 7th place. 317 at Wetherby. First was number 1, Cabin Green Castle, the 15-8 favourite. Second, number 4, Robbins Field, priced at 7-2. And third was number 3, Great Raffles, priced at 8-1. There were 6 runners in that one. The 3:25 at Musselburgh. That's the last one I've got for now. First was number 5, Ottizini, priced at 14-1. Second was number 2, Cadell, priced at 9-2. Third was number 3, Florida Dreams, who was Evans' favourite. And there were a total of 5 runners in that race. So now we can cross over to Brisbane Road for a half-time report on the League One match between Leighton Orient and Carlisle United. And man down there is Jaden Christie.
It's half-time here at Brisbane Road, and it's Leighton Orient 2, Carlisle 1. For the first 20 minutes, it was all Orient trying to break down the Carlisle defence. And in the end, Carlisle ended up taking the lead after 20 minutes, when Solbrin's mistake gifted Carlisle possession in a dangerous area out wide, which saw a low cross come into the box, and Beckles' clearance went straight towards the head of Josh Villa, who knew nothing about it and found its way beyond Solbrin in the Orient goal to give Carlisle a 1-0 lead. And 20 minutes later, on the 40th minute, Orient got the goal back that they deserved with some excellent build-up play when Galbraith's pass found George Moncur in space, who pulled the ball back to Jack Ford, whose side-footed finish went beyond Harry Lewis and bent round into the far top corner. And then, controversially, perhaps from Carlisle's perspective, Orient were awarded a corner with 3 minutes into the additional time of the original three, and it might have just been slightly over. And Archibald's in-swinging corner was originally headed towards goal by Jordan Brown. And whilst going goal-bound, Shaq Ford flicked his head onto the ball from close range, which beat Harry Lewis for his second of the afternoon a really good last 5 minutes to the first half from the O's' perspective. It's Leighton Orient 2, Carlisle 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Jaden. So great comeback from the O's in that one. We're going to hear from Andy Gardner shortly as well about Clapton Community versus Hutton. Just to bring you the latest from Rome, a bit of a nervous finish for England. Host Italy have scored a try to narrow the score to Italy 22, England 27. That is still going on at the moment, I believe. But right now, getting back to football, we're off to the old Spotted Dog ground where Clapton Community playing Hutton in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. Our reporter this afternoon in London E7 is Andy Gardner.
Yeah, in East London at the old Spotted Dog ground, it is half-time. It is Clapton CFC 0, Hutton 0. And Hutton have been the better team in the first half. They should be in front. Hopefully they won't regret those missed chances. Clapton haven't really threatened other than a few breakaways and set pieces, but Jamie Grosart has not been forced into a save. Hutton, though, had the first great chance after 18 minutes. Good to see Callum Ishmael back in the side, driving from the midfield, and he had the game's best chance after 18 minutes, producing a good save out of Jack Francis. 3 minutes later, Harry Rawlings sort of scuffed a shot. It was going in, though, on a very bobbly pitch, and Francis again just got his hand to it, push it for a corner. Then after 42, a Hutton free kick, which looked as if it wasn't coming to anything, but it ball broke to Andrew Webster, and he absolutely smashed the ball. Couldn't have hit it any harder. But unfortunately for him, it was straight at Jack Francis to make the save. I say Clapton CFC have not been beaten here on this ground since September. They're second in the table. I've just been overtaken this week by Harlow. But at the moment, in front of a vociferous home crowd, Hutton are doing more than okay. Let's hope they can carry on into the second half. So it's half-time, Clapton CFC 0, Hutton 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. We'll hear from all of our reporting team once again after the full-time whistle has gone in all three of those matches. Second halves have restarted in many of the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football. Not a great start to the second half for Haybridge Swifts and Scrady Road in the Isbien North. They have gone behind Gaze New Salamis, who scored in the second minute after the restart. And it's Haybridge Swifts 0, New Salamis 1. There's been a goal at Carrow Road in the Championship. It's Norwich City 1, Coventry City 1. Callum O'Hare for the Sky Blues, 3 minutes after the restart there. Enfield 0, Walden Tiptree 1 in the Isthmian North. Straight after the restart, George Smith netting for the Jammers. Cambridge United, a 2-1 up away to Shrewsbury in League 1. Lyle Taylor, who scored their equaliser on 14 minutes, has added a second just after the restart there. And Hashtag United, who led Horsham 1-0 at the interval in the Isthmian Premier League, have conceded an equaliser 4 minutes into the second half, so it is now 1-1 at the Len Salmon Stadium. Wickham Wanderers now 3-0 up at Cheltenham in EFL League 1. Cheltenham's Curtis Davis puts the ball into his own net 4 minutes into the second half. And Bowes and Pitsy are now 2-1 up at Stowe Market after conceding an early first-half goal. Solomon Addy has scored Bowes' second 5 minutes into the second half. And also having a good afternoon, Bowes' local rivals Basildon United. They're now 3-0 up at home to Winston Town. Callum Fitz are the scorer of the Bees' third in the 50th minute. National League, Aldershot Town have levelled the scores at FC Halifax Town, who led 1-0 at the interval. Laurent Talage scoring for Aldershot 4 minutes into the second half. And Brentwood Town have fallen behind at Goulston in the Isthmian North. The Norfolk side are now winning that one by 2-1. This is Rick Astley. It's coming soon for Evermore.
To my life like a hurricane. should. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much. Too much for me.
Finished for England in Rome in the Guinness Six Nations, but they held on by the skill of their teeth for a victory. The final score was Italy 24, England 27. So England continued their record of never having lost a game against the Italians. The other match in this afternoon's Six Nations gets underway just under half an hour from now in Cardiff. Wales versus Scotland, that starts at 4:45, and I'll bring you some information from that once that's underway. And the Isthmian North get it back to football. Now it's Brightley Sea Region 0, Bury Town 2. Hornchurch have taken the lead against Cheshire in the Isthmian Premier League. Darryl McMahon's first match in charge of the Urchins. Femi Akinwande has scored for them 10 minutes into the second half. A couple of goals in League 1 to tell you about. Lincoln City's Rico Hackett Fairchild has given his side a 54th minute lead away to Burton. And looks like Peterborough United are heading for quite a blow to their promotion hopes this afternoon at London Road. They are now 2-0 down at home to Wigan Athletic. And in the Scottish Premiership, Heart of Midlothian have equalised at Dundee. Alan Forrest for Hearts on 55 minutes. Also scoring an equaliser at Norwich City in the Championship. They have levelled the scores in their match against Coventry City, I believe. And it is Cheltenham Town at 1, Wycombe Wanderers 3. Cheltenham have pulled 1 back in that match. Salford City 3, Wrexham 1 now in League 2. Matt Smith on 56 minutes. Kidderminster Harriers have scored against Oxford City in the National League South. But Oxford City are still winning by 2-1. And I understand Southend United have fallen behind Rootshall visitors. Gateshead have gone 1-0 ahead in that one. Another goal at North Road. Brightley Sea Region have pulled by Batchers before the hour, thanks to coach Penteng fighting the net, but they're still 2-1 down against Bury Town. And quite a match going on at St James's Park in the Premier League, where Newcastle were winning 2-1 until the 40th minute, when Ross Barkley equalised for the Hatters, who have since won a penalty and has been converted by Carlton Morris on 57 minutes. So currently there it is Newcastle United 2, Luton Town 3. Another goal at North Road. Bury Town's Samara Rabadad scored a hat-trick against Brightling Sea Region and pulled one back a short time ago. But Brightling Sea are now 3-1 down in that match.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98
FM.
Just before I return to the subject of football, some more racing results to bring you. 3:45 at Sandown. First was number 10, Java, point priced at 10-1. Second was number 4, Certainly Red, priced at 4-1. Third was number 8, Dom of Mary, priced at 11-2. 8 ran Blackjack Magic. Number 1 was the 3-1 favourite, but only finished 5th. 3:50 at Weatherby. First was number 6, Sin Nomin, priced at 6-1. Second was number 1, Betty's King, priced at 13-2. Third was number 4, Windsor Avenue, priced at 6-1. 6 ran number 5, fairly famous, was the 11-10 favourite, but pulled up in that race. The evening meeting at Wolverhampton has begun with the 3:55, and that was won by number four, Boson Prest, at 9-2. And second was number seven, We Fat Mac, priced at 11-2. And third was number two, One More Dream, priced at 16-1. Nine runners in that race. Number five, Supreme King, the 5-2 favourite, only managed to finish in sixth place. Finally, for now, the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh. First was number seven, Angler's Crag, the 5-4 favourite. Second was number five, Captain Quince, priced at 9-1. And third was number nine, Massini Man, priced at 13-2. There were a total of nine runners in that race. Just get it back to football. And some more goals to tell you about. An equaliser for Bredwell Town at Goulston. Shannon Gandu on 64 minutes has made it 2-2 to the Blues. Leighton Orient are now 3-1 up against Carlisle United. Will Sotirio scored the goal's third on 58 minutes. Elsewhere, it is now... Blackburn Rovers 0, Queen's Park Rangers 2 at Ewell Park in the Championship. Rangers scoring a couple of quick goals in quick succession. Another Rangers, Glasgow Rangers, and now 3-0 up against Livingston in the Scottish Premiership. Todd Campbell scoring a goal. Gurr's third there on 55 minutes. Portsmouth, despite having had somebody sent off, Tom McIntyre has received a red card. They'd had a 10-man, but they're 3-0 up now against Northampton Town. Paddy Lane scored his and Pompey's third just before the hour mark. Scottish Premiership, it's Dundee 2, Hearts 1 now. Lyle Cameron scoring Dundee's second on the hour marks, put them in front. And what a game at St James's Park. And potentially, what he was off for Luton Town. Long way to go, yeah, but they currently 4-2 up against the Magpies. Elijah Adebayo has got a fourth for Luton on 62 minutes there. And bottom club Fleetwood Town currently heading for a vital win at home to Port Vale in League One. They're 2-0 up courtesy of a 65th minute goal from Ronan Coughlin. And in League Two, Walsall have taken the lead at Gillingham. Isaac Hutchinson, once of Southend United, scored a penalty for the Saddlers just after the hour mark. Stoke 0, Leicester 3 now. So Leicester looking to extend, it looks like they're going to extend their lead at the top of the Championship. Patson Daka scored his second and Leicester's third in the 66th minute from the penalty spot. Heybridge Swifts are still 1-0 down against New Salamis, but they now have a man advantage after New Salamis' Tommy Boxer was dismissed in the second half at Scraley Road. And in the Eastman Premier League, Canvey Island have fallen behind against Enfield Town, who scored in the 66th minute to go 1-0 up. League One, Bolton have equalised against Barnsley. It's now 1-1 at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium. I have to be very careful how I say that. And in the National League, it is now Bromley 1, Hartlepool United 2. Hartlepool have just gone in front in that one. It's now Newcastle United 3, Luton Town 4 in the Premier League. What a match at St James's Park this afternoon. Not sure who scored that one. No doubt I will find out fairly soon. Closer to home in Eastbourne North, there has been a red card in the match between Basildon United and Witham Town. Witham are down to 10 men after Joshua Asude was dismissed in the second half there. And in the Championship, managerless Huddersfield have gone a goal up against fellow strugglers Sheffield Wednesday. Back to the scores very soon, but I've got to take a break for the travel. The time is just coming up to 4:30.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Sorry about that. It's just followed by a traffic report there. Still a number of issues on the roads locally. Billericay High Street still busy between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. Still a few things further afield. Still busy in Stanfordly Hope on the Sorrels around the Co-op store there due to a collision. And the A131 is closed in both directions due to a serious accident between the Great Henny turn-off and the Twinsted turn-off. And South Wood and Ferrers, there's currently slow-moving traffic on Burden Road, the A132 southbound between Ferrers Road and the Whittington Turnpike, coming onto the A130 there. Rainy, still busy on Webster's Way, the High Street, northbound and Crown Hill. Still some slow-moving traffic on the street and Colchester Road in Malden, and also on Kane's Lane, the A414 in North Weald. Still a few hot spots in Chelmsford, down towards the Army and Navy, round about Van Diemen's Road, and that road at the Banner Bypass, still busy. Chelmsford Valley Road, Rectory Lane between Chelmsford Valley Road and New Street is also busy, as is Highbridge Road between the Parkway and Victoria Road. We've got a few things in Southend as well now. Slow moving traffic on West Street towards Victoria Avenue, and also on Eastern Avenue westbound between Fossett's Way and Cuckoo Corner. And the seafront from Marine Parade up to Western Esplanade in Westcliff is also currently busy. Public transport, just to remind you, there are engineering works today between Liverpool Street and Barking on the Basildon line of the C2C service. Services are being diverted to Fenchurch Street and an Ockholding at Stratford, but calling additionally at West Ham. You can use your tickets on the Jubilee line between Stratford and West Ham. And just a reminder, due to track renewal works, there is no service all weekend between Liverpool Street and Shenfield. That's affecting services on the Greater Anglia and also the Elizabeth line. Replacement buses are in operation. No service all weekend either on London Overground between Romford and Upminster. And on London Underground, currently minor delays on the Central District and Hammersmith and City and Metropolitan lines. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Yet more goals in the football. It's proving a very busy afternoon. And Colchester United have turned things around against Forest Green Rovers in League 2. They were 2-0 down after 27 minutes. But I understand they have scored twice in that match. Just trying to find out who the goal scorers are. Yes, it was Alistair Smith on 65 minutes and Jacob Fevrier just 2 minutes later. So very quick turnaround there for the Ewes. And meanwhile, managerless Huddersfield in a basement battle against Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship, but now 2-0 up. Josh Caroma scored a second for Huddersfield just after Matthew Pearson gave them the lead on 68 minutes. Meanwhile, there's been an equaliser for Hayward Swifts against New Salamis in ESPN North. It's now one piece. New Salamis down to 10 men. Jack Adlington Pyle scoring the equaliser for Steve Tilson's side on 66 minutes. Brightling Sea Region 1, Bury Town 4 is the latest score at North Road in the ESPN North. Concord Rangers have pulled one back in the ESPN Premier League at Potters Bar Town. Olabello on 65 minutes, but the Beach Boys are still trailing by 2-1. Also pulling one back, Burnley in the Premier League against Fulham. David Fofana on 71 minutes, but Fulham are still winning by 2-1. It's Norwich City 1, Coventry City 1 at Carrow Road in the Championship, but Coventry will have to play out that match with 10 men after Liam Kitching was sent off in the second half there. Leicester City, the Championship leaders, are heading for a thumping victory at Stoke City. They're 4-0 up now. Veteran former England striker Jamie Vardy scoring the Foxes' fourth on 73 minutes there. And Sutton United, bottom of League 2, but at 1-0 up against Doncaster Rovers. Craig Eastmond scoring for Steve Morrison's side on 73 minutes. Aldershot Town are now 2-1 up at FC Halifax Town in the National League. Blackburn have pulled a goal back against Queen's Park Rangers in the Championship. Sam Gallagher on 73 minutes for Rovers, but QPR are still winning by 2-1. It's now Canvey Island 0, Enfield Town 2. In the ESPN Premier League, Enfield Town scoring a second on 73 minutes. And Newcastle have equalised at St James's Park. It is now 4-4, I believe. What a match going on there. Not sure of the score of England international Kieran Trippier scored their third on 67 minutes. I should find out in due course who scored their fourth. And what a turnaround for Colchester United. I understand they're 3-0 up against Forest Green Rovers at the Community Stadium nil after being 2-0 down until the 67th minute. Basildon United 4, Wisham Town 0. Samir Ali scoring after 73 minutes. Fourth goal for Basildon. It was his second as well. And Crystal Palace have scored at Yamex against Brighton in the Premier League. Jean-Philippe Mateta on 72 minutes for the Eagles, but Brighton are still winning by 3-0. And League One leaders Portsmouth are heading for a comfortable victory at home to Northampton Town. They are now 4-0 up at Fratton Park. Callum Lang scoring a fourth in the 71st minute of that game. And just one more to tell you about at the moment. Kidderminster Harriers have equalised against Oxford City in League 2 after Oxford City had led 2-0 at half-time against Phil Brown's side. The time now is 25 minutes to 4. Just going to take a short break for this.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's Monday, the 5th of February, and every Monday, the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night takes place at the Essex Arms in Worley Hill, in Worley, right here in Brentwood, hosted by Phoenix FM's very own Kev Pickett from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Sessions show, which you can hear right here on Phoenix FM, and every Sunday from 10am. You can find more details of that on Facebook. There is a link if you go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and look at the events section.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Heat up.
classic rock from 1982, Steve Miller Band, and that was Abracadabra. 80 minutes to 5, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Sharp, and this is Phoenix Sports. I'll get back to football in just a moment, but I've got to take a look at the racing again. 4 o'clock at Musselburgh. The winner of that race was number 7, Angler's Crag, 5-4 favourite. Second was number 5, Captain Quinn, priced at 9-1. And third was number 9, Massini Man, priced at 13-2. A total of 9 runners in that race. The 4:20 last race of the afternoon at Sandown has taken place. First was number 7, 6 Mile Bridge, 13-8 favourite. Second was number 1, Juby Bull, priced at 11-1. Third was number 5, Pony Soprano, priced at 20-1. There were 8 runners in that race. And in the 4:25 at Weatherby, not sure it's come through yet. Actually, no, still waiting for that one, so I should bring that to you in a while. Back to football, though, because as we approach full-time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, lots more is happening. And what a turnaround for Kidderminster Harriers against Oxford City in the National League. At the moment, Phil Brown is heading for 4 wins out of 4 since he took charge there. Omoteo scoring Kiddie's 4th 11 minutes from time. Looking elsewhere, and managerless Huddersfield Town are now 3-0 up against... No, they're 4-0 up. They've just scored again. Sauber Thomas scored on 77 minutes, and Josh Karoba got his 2nd, and Huddersfield's 4th on 80. So Huddersfield 4, Sheffield Wednesday 0 is the current score. Bowers and Pitsy now 3-1 up at bottom club Stowmarket Town in the Isthmian North. Solomon Addy scoring Bowers 3rd on 77 minutes. Barrow have taken a late lead against MK Dons. Cole Stockton on 78 minutes in League 2. Forest Green have once again levelled the scores, and Colchester United also in League 2. Dominic Thompson scoring Forest Green's 3rd on 74 minutes. Chelmsford City were 1-0 up thanks to a goal from Charlie Ruff away to bottom club Haven and Waterlooville in the National League South, but the hosts have now equalised. Ipswich Town pulled a goal back in the Championship at Preston. Kiefer Moore, who they signed on deadline day on loan from Premier League Bournemouth until the end of the season, Welsh international, he has found a net for the Dragter boys. 15 minutes from time, but Preston are still winning by 3-1. Gillingham have equalised against Walsall at Priestfield in League 2. Conor Masterson on 77 minutes for the Gills. And in the EFL League 1, there's been a red card at London Road. Peterborough United versus Wigan Athletic. Wigan still winning 2-0, but they're down to 10 men. Matthew Smith has been sent off late on there. An equaliser for Hearts at Dundee in the Scottish Premiership. Scottish international striker Lawrence Shanklin has scored from the penalty spot 12 minutes from time. And there's been an equaliser for Concord Rangers at Pottersville Town in the Isthmian Premier League, which could be gain a vital point for the Beach Boys if they can hold on or even score another one. Harrison Day from the penalty spot, 14 minutes from time for Concord. Norwich City, they are now in front after going a goal down against Coventry City at Carrow Road. Borja Sainz, 6 minutes from time, has scored Norwich's 2nd. And Brentwood Town, they are in the lead 6 minutes from time at Goulston. They are now winning 3-2. Jonathan and Zengo in the scorer of Brentwood's 3rd goal. And Concord Rangers have scored again. They're now 3-2 up. Harrison Day, who scored from the penalty spot, and then 4 minutes later, he got another one. They are winning 3-2 at Pottersville Town. That could be a vital win for the Beach Boys if they could hold on to that lead. And in the National League, leaders Chesterfield and are 2-0 up. No, they're 3-0 up at Eastleigh. They've scored two in quick succession. They have just scored a third. In the Championship at the moment, local bragging rights in the West Midlands are going to go to West Bromwich Albion. They're 1-0 up at the Hawthorns against their local rivals, Birmingham City. They've gone into a late lead there. And that's it as far as... no, another load have just come through. It's now Brighton Hove Albion 4, Crystal Palace 1 in the Premier League. Not sure of the scorer there. And just getting back to the racing, because I might have another result or two. Yeah, the 425... at Weatherby, first was number 5 off to Alabama, priced at 66-1. So one or two bookies will have taken a bashing after that race. Second was number 4, Mr. Bramley, priced at 100-30. And third was number 9, Piper Park, the 11-4 favourite. There were a total of 11 runners in that race. And that was last race of the afternoon at Weatherby, by the way. 4:30 at Wolverhampton. First was number 8, Havanazem, 9-2 joint favourite. Second number 7, Knight at Sea, priced at 5-1. Third was number 11, Escarpment, priced at 16-1. And there were a total of 12 runners in that race. Disappointment for the other 9-2 joint favourite, number 5, Dark Mystery, who only finished in 9th place.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Our terms and conditions apply.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Wish
much. Thanks, Darren. And talking of cricket, England are in action in India in the second test after a stunning victory in the first one last weekend. But it's not gone so well for them in the second test so far. Day 2 of 5 ended with India leading by 171 runs. A scintillating spell of reverse bowling, swing bowling by India's Jasprit Bumrah on day 2. Was the difference or proved very decisive from India's point of view. He took 6 for 45 in a devastating burst either side of tee, sensationally knocking Ollie Pope's middle and leg stumps out of the ground with an unplayable in swinging yorker. It was good batting by Zach Crawley, who's got 76 runs, but his loose swiper Axar Patel allowed Bumrah and spinner Kuldeep Yadav to rip the heart out of England's middle order. In all the tourists lost 6-68. Ben Stokes fell back with 47 until Bumrah bowled him out as well. He took his fifth when Tom Hartley, who was one of England's heroes last weekend, but on this occasion he got caught at first slip. And then had James Anderson, LBW, to leave England 253 all out. That gave India a first innings lead of 143 after they were bowled out for 96 in the morning session. And Yashavi Jaswal, age 22, became the third youngest Indian man to make a test double century before holding out of Anderson, along with Bashir and Ahmed, finished with 3 wickets. Jaswal was batting again before close of play. He was joined by Captain Rohit Sharma to take India up to 28. So they have a lead of 171 ahead of day three of the second test on a pitch where chasing any target of 300 or above would be pretty much remarkable. So England not in a great place ahead of day three. We're going to get back to football now because I'm going to have the first full-time scores coming through from the 3 o'clock kickoffs very, very soon. But we've got some lots of late goals that have gone in, so I'm going to run through those first. Bad day at the office for Canvey Island in the ESPN Premier League. There's 3-0 down against Enfield Town. He's got a third minute from time. Also, a bad day at the office for Peterborough United, whose promotion challenge in EFL League One has taken a massive blow this afternoon. And they're now 3-0 down at home to Wigan Athletic, for whom Flo Asgard has scored a second and his side's third, 5 minutes from time. And Hearts, they are now 3-2 up at Dundee in the Scottish Premiership. Lauren Shanklin scoring his second and Hearts third with 2 minutes to go at Dens Park. There has been a goal in the Asian Cup quarterfinal between Qatar and Uzbekistan. Qatar had led at halftime, but just before the hour mark, Kamrobikov, I think that's a correct pronunciation, has scored an equaliser for Uzbekistan. Meanwhile, if I could just find where I was up to, so many gold flashes, etc., coming in at the moment. Hayley Smiths, they look like they're going to claim all 3 points against New Salamis in the ESPN North. Kieran Jones has got from the penalty spot with not long to go in that one to put Smiths 2-1 in the league. Late on, Ipswich Town have scored a second. Preston, and what a debut of a Kiefer Moore on loan from Bournemouth, his second spell at the club. Actually, first played there in the back in the 17-18 season under Mick McCarthy, but he's returned on loan until the end of the season, and he scored in the 75th and he scored again in the 87th minute, although Preston are still winning 3-2 as things stand. A late equaliser for Burnley at home to Fulham could be a vital one for the Premier League strugglers. David Fofana, in the first minute of injury time at Turf Moor, has made it 2-2. Stevenage have taken a late lead against Blackpool in League One. Jake Forster-Caskey, 5 minutes from time for the home side there. And also scoring late on Grays Athletic, a late equaliser for them against Wroxham in the ESPN North. Elias Artorias in the closing moments of that game. Fleetwood Town 3, Port Vale 0. That's going to be a great win for League One's bottom club, Broom, scoring in the 94th minute to make it 3-0. Northampton have scored with a minute to go through Mark Nellard at Portsmouth, but it's only going to be a consolation for them at Fratton Park because League leaders Pompey are winning by four goals to one. And Chelmsford City looks like they've blown it, and they are losing 2-1 away to the bottom club, Havant Waterlooville, bottom of the start of play anyway. And they have just scored a second, so Chelmsford losing 2-1. Full time in Eastbourne North Road, it's finished Brightley Sea Region 1, Bury Town 4. Full time in League 2, it's finished Accrington 0, Grimsby 0. Scottish Premiership 2 full times, Hibernian 0, St Mirren 3, and Ross County 0, St Johnstone 1. A win for Walden Tiptree in the National League North, in the Eastbourne North, away to Enfield this afternoon. The Jammers have won by a goal to nil. Also winning on the road this afternoon, Brentwood Town, great win for them at Goulston. They ended up winning by 3-2. Late goal for Peterborough against Wigan in League One, but Wigan are still winning 3-1 in that game. Mansfield Town, managed by Nigel Clough, continuing their promotion challenge in League Two. They have beaten Notts County by a goal to nil this afternoon. Late equaliser for Doncaster United at Sutton in League One. A 96-minute penalty from Joe Ironside may well have given his side a point at Gander Green Lane. And in the where are we? It's been Premier League defeat for Hashtag United, and they have lost after that impressive win at Chatham during the week. They couldn't keep it up today, and they've been beaten 2-1 by visitors Horsham at the Len Salmon Stadium. Elsewhere, the full-time whistle has gone in League One in the game between Exeter and Bristol Rovers, and it's a 1-0 win for Bristol Rovers. Barrows and Pitsy have won 3-1 away to bottom club Stonemarket Town in the Eastbourne North. Stonemarket still without a win going into February. Not a good day for Canvey Island. They were beaten 3-0 at home by Enfield Town in the ESPN Premier League. And a great start for Basildon United's new boss Chris Taylor. He's beaten his old, he's seen his new side beat his old side Whittam Town 4-0 in the ESPN North this afternoon. Meanwhile, it's finished at Turf Moor in the Premier League all over it. It's Burnley 2, Fulham 2. Could be a vital point for the Clarets in that one. Norwich City 2, Coventry City 1. That is a full-time score in the Championship. Championship, Stoke versus Leicester. That has now finished, but they won a penalty late on. Jamie Vardy scoring his second in the 98th minute to make it 5-0. It's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.